Divedanta Swamin iti namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Yivishvita Shunyavati Paschatya Deshatarine Ancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhuchityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jaganarottamam. Devin Sarasatin Gyasam Dato Jayamabhiraye Nashta Prayesha Bhavadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Nashti. So I'm happy to be with all of you again. Today I am speaking from Oxford in United Kingdom.
今天马哈拉吉很高兴再度和大家相聚。马哈拉吉是从英国的牛津大学呢和我们讲课。
How do you say Oxford?
牛津。
So, and we're continuing with Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, I believe, Chapter 9.
Yes. 所以我们今天继续学习圣典波迦瓦坛第七篇第九章。
And in this chapter, we're going to be hearing Sri Prahlad Maharaj as he speaks very beautiful prayers to Lord Nrsingadev.
我们将会聆听Sri Prahlad Maharaj 对主尼辛哈德瓦供奉的优美的祷文。
So before we get into it, we may think back briefly over what has taken place. The big dramatic moment came in chapter 8 with the appearance of Lord Nrsingha.
在第七章开始之前，我们可以回顾一下之前所学的内容，特别是第八章，以这种戏剧化的形式显现的场景。
Incidentally, I have written one skit. It's a sketch. It's a kind of imagined dialogue between Hiranyakashipu and Nrsingadev.
Maharaj碰巧在此之前读到了一个人写的一篇小短文。 他想象着如尼钦哈德瓦和黑人亚卡师傅之间的一场对话。
It's in a kind of humorous style.
这种对话是有一点点幽默的色彩。
In which Hiranyakashipu is saying to Nrsingadev, "You can't kill me because I have these benedictions."
天人亚卡师父对那圣和说你杀死我因为我有这样的祝福。And
Nrsingadev responds each explaining with each of the benedictions why these are not going to protect him.
主你星哈对此的反应是他解释了你得到的任何一个祝福都无法保护你免于死亡。
And then, of course, it ends with Nrsimhadev demonstrating how, indeed, Hiranyakashipu will not be protected by the benedictions.
后来，Nrsimha就实际地向他展示了为什么Hiranyakashipu不会得到主 Brahma 这些祝福的保护。
Yeah. So anyway, this has all happened. Hiranyakashipu is now finished. Whoops. Now I have to see how to turn it over. Okay. There's a phone here. So the dramatic high point has come, and now we're getting less dramatic, but no less important part of the story.
那个戏剧化的高潮已经过去了，现在我们到了不是那么戏剧化的，但是也一样重要的这个篇章。Because
of course, Nrsimhadev has appeared to protect Prahlad. Why? Because he has great feeling for Prahlad.
就是那Nrsimha他显现是为了保护Prahlad的，为什么呢？因为他非常的疼爱Prahlad的。
And so now we're getting the exchange, the devotional, the loving exchange between Nrsimhadev and Prahlad.
现在我们就到了主Nrsimhadeva和Prahlad之间爱心交流的时候。
But before this, we had, at the end of chapter 8, we heard there were so many prayers of the different demigods, formal prayers to Nrsimhadev.
在第八章的末尾，我们听到了众多的办事人向主Nrsimha供奉出来的正式的祷文。
And in all these prayers, the demigods are expressing gratitude.
这些办事人都在各自的祷文当中表达了他们的感恩之心。
But their gratitude is a result of their particular, each with their particular interest. So there was some selfish motivation.
他们每个人的感恩之心都是某种自私自利的情感的或者是利益的结果，所以呢，这是有一点点自私自利的。
And as they are offering their prayers, Nrsimhadev is there, and his mood, which was very angry as he was killing Hiranyakashipu, is still the same. He's still very angry.
当这些办事人供奉着这些出于个人动机的祷文的时候，就是Nrsimha依然很生气，就像他杀死Hiranyakashipu一样的生气，他的愤怒并没有平息。
So the demigods come to understand that the only way that's going to be possible to pacify Nrsimhadev is if Prahlad will come forward and offer prayers.
这些办事人意识到，唯一能让主Nrsimha平息怒火，就是让Prahlad上前去安抚主Nrsimha。
Before we talk about that further, we can stop for a moment and think about Nrsimhadev's anger in comparison with the anger of Hiranyakashipu before Nrsimhadev appeared.
在我们开始学习Prahlada的祷文之前，我们可以停下来反思一下。 主Nrsimha的愤怒与Prahlad的Hiranyakashipu在主Nrsimha显现之前所产生的愤怒之间的区别。
It's mentioned in one verse that Hiranyakashipu was obsessed with anger.
有一首诗节里面就说到，你亲，Hiranyakashipu，他怒不可遏。
So, of course, if we were all sitting together, we could have a nice discussion on this topic. How would we compare, the anger of Hiranyakashipu with the anger of Nrisingadev?
我们坐在一起可以讨论一下，Hiranyakashipu 的愤怒与如女性哈的愤怒相比如何？
On the one side, we say both were angry.
从一个角度来说呢，我们可以知道他们两个人都很生气。
But, probably we would all agree that the two types of anger were very, very different.
当然，我们也可能，大家都会一致赞同这两种类型的，愤怒呢，是截然不同的。
Of course, we know why, Hiranyakashipu was angry, and we also know why, Nrisingadev was angry.
当然我们都知道为什么Hiranyakashipu 生气，我们也知道为什么主Narsingha愤怒。
But, yeah, these are very different sorts of anger, and, we certainly feel that Hiranyakashipu was not justified in his anger.
我们也知道这两种愤怒极其不同。然后那Hiranyakashipu其实他的愤怒没有正当的理由。
And we feel that Nrisingadev was very justified in his anger.
我们也同时感到说Narsingha他的愤怒是理所应当的。
But Hiranyakashipu, certainly he felt justified in his anger.
当然 Hiranyakashipu 他觉得自己生气发火是完全天经地义的。
Because he felt that it was an injustice on the part of Prahlad Maharaj to behave as he was.
因为他觉得普拉达这样的举动是非常不公平的。
So all of this is can be cause for reflection. How do we understand these different sorts of perceptions?
这可以让我们来反思，如何来理解这各种各样的一种感知或者是察知。
Perceptions and also we may say misperceptions on the part of Hiranyakashipu.
我们可以说，这是 Hiranyakashipu 他的一种错误的感知或者是洞察。
I will just leave that subject. I won't continue, but something to think about.
Maharaj 把这种思绪呢留给我们来思考。他不想再继续在这方面再讨论下去了。
So, in the beginning of this chapter 9, there's an interesting, situation. The demigods are concerned to pacify Nrisingadev. And so first they think, okay, Lakshmi, she is not only the goddess of fortune, she isthe consort of Nrisingadev. So certainly she can pacify him.
这时候有一个有趣的境况。当时办事人认为Lakshmi, 她不只是幸运女神还是主女性哈的伴侣肯定她有办法来安抚主女性哈。
So if you could read, please, verse number 2.
第二节，所有战场的办事人 多要求幸运女神 Lakshmi 即去到主跟前，但他由于害怕不敢这么做，而即便是他也从来没有见过主如此奇妙超绝的形体，因此他不敢靠近他。
So here is the eternal consort of the Lord. Who other than she would, if no one else recognizes the Lord, certainly she would recognize the Lord.
Lakshmi 作为主的女性哈作为主的永恒的伴侣，如果其他人认不出主来的话，肯定只有她能够认得出来主。
And yet, even she is bewildered by this wonderful and extraordinary form of the Lord.
甚至她也被主这个奇妙超绝的形体弄糊涂了。
So something we often speak about is the rasa of adbhuta, of wonder, how much it appears in the Bhagavatam.
有时候我们会谈到这个 rasa, adbhuta, 就是诧异是如何显现在出现在波迦瓦坛的篇章当中的。
And here we have a wonderful moment when the goddess Lakshmi herself is experiencing adbhuta rasa, the rasa of wonder.
在这里就有这么一个美妙的情节， Lakshmi 本人就体验到了adbhuta这种惊诧或者是诧异的这种情怀。
Adbhuta.
Adbhuta 是奇妙的。
Yeah. So that's, that's quite, it's a wonderful thing that Lakshmi is experiencing wonder.
Lakshmi 都感觉到奇妙或者是诧异，这确确实实一件非常美妙的事情。
And why is she experiencing wonder? Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is most wonderful.
为什么她会感到惊奇呢？因为至尊人格首神是最为美妙的。
It reminds me of an episode in the Chaitanya Bhagavata, Lord Chaitanya, involving Lord Chaitanya and his mother.
这让马哈尔就想起了 Chaitanya Bhagavata 里面的一段情节，这是主 Chaitanya 和他的妈妈之间发生的事儿。
The devotees decide to perform a drama.
奉献者决定上演一出戏剧。
And Lord Chaitanya plays the part of Lakshmi.
主 Chaitanya 扮演 Lakshmi.
And it's according to Vrindavandas Thakur, the author, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so well disguised as Lakshmi that even his own mother, Sachi Devi, who was in the audience, could not recognize her son.
根据作者文达文达斯塔库尔的说法，当时主 Chaitanya 的扮相是这样的好，甚至连他的母亲作为当在场的观众Sachi 妈妈，她都没有办法认出主 Chaitanya 来。
So here we have Lakshmi Devi.Not being able to recognize her husband, Vishnu.
在这里，幸运女神 Lakshmi, 她也没办法辨认出来她的丈夫 Vishnu.
So she basically, they've asked her to go forward and she says, no, I'm not going anywhere. I don't know who this is.
当拜神人们要求 Lakshmi 走上前去的时候，他说：“我哪儿都不去，我不知道这是谁。”
And then Lord Brahma says, "Okay, Prahlad, you have to go forward and offer prayers. We can't do anything. He's so angry, but the reason he's come is because of you. So you're really the cause of all this."
所以当时 Brahma 就说 ,Prahlad, 你得上前去供奉祷文，平息主你心海的怒火，因为他来就是为你而来，所以你是你造成了这一切，只有你才能够解决。
Okay, and so Prahlad has no choice, and he goes forward, he offers obeisance, putting his head at the feet of the Lord.
Prahlad 别无选择，他就走上前来，把自己的头放在主的莲花足下，向他做出顶拜。
And now if we could read verse number 5 translation.
第五节，当主你心海看到小男孩 Prahlad Maharaj 拜倒在他莲花足下的时候，在慈爱中对他的奉献者感觉最大的狂喜，主扶起 Prahlad Maharaj 并把他的莲花手放在这个孩子的头上，因为他的手始终愿意给所有奉献者创造无所畏惧。
So this is an example of an ideal reception.
这是一个完美的接纳的例子。
This is again something we've talked about several times. Different receptions in the Bhagavatam. Some are very positive and some are negative or problematic.
在婆伽瓦坛里面我们谈到过有几回这种接纳的例子，有一些接纳呢是非常的积极的正面的，有一些是非常消极的负面的，甚至是有麻烦重重的。
This reception is quite the opposite of Nrisimhadev's, quite the opposite of Hiranyakashipu's reception of Nrisimhadev.
主对 Prahlada 的接纳和Hiranyakashipu 对主你心海的待遇呢是极其不同的。
Nrisimhadev is receiving Prahlad in a very gentle way. He lifts him up and he puts his divine hand on Prahlad's head.
主你心哈以一种非常温柔的方式对待 Prahlad, 把他扶起来，然后把他的莲花手放在 Prahlad 的头上。
So we can meditate on this moment. This is a nice image to fix in the mind of Nrisimhadev's lotus hand on the head of Prahlad.
我们可以冥想这一场景，主你心哈把他的莲花手放在 Prahlad 的头上，可以让这一个形象常驻我们的脑海之中。
So just moments before, Nrisimhadev had been extremely fierce and terrible, and he, with those same hands, he tore apart Hiranyakashipu.
就在片刻之前，主你心哈还是那么愤怒，那么可怕，用他这双手把Hiranyakashipu 撕开了，撕成碎片。
As we sing in the prayer, Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Singham Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam, that Nrisimhadev, with his Kara Kamala, his lotus hands, and with his sharp nukka, his nails.
主你心海用他的莲花手他的尖尖的指尖。
That he tears apart Hiranyakashipu, like taking a wasp and pulling it apart with one's fingers.
他把 Hiranyakashipu 的身体撕开，就像撕开一个大黄蜂的身体一样。
So that's what just happened, just a few minutes prior to this, with Nrsingadev with his hands.
这件事发生在就在几分钟之前，就是这双手，这样子对待了你心哈。Hiranyakashipu.
And now, with those same hands, in a very gentle way, he is putting his hand on the head of Prahlad.
但是这同样的手呢，他现在却是轻柔地放在了Prahlada的头上。
And it's mentioned in the next verse, the first line, Sa Tat Kara Sparsha Duta Akila Shubha. He's touching. The word sparsha means touching. He's touching him on the head with his lotus hand.
Sparsha 的意思是触碰。主你心海的莲花手触碰在Prahlada 的头上。
Yeah, and it's mentioned in this verse that Prahlad was perfectly purified, cleansed as a result of this touch of the Lord.
这首诗经里提到，由于主莲花手的触碰，帕拉达变得完全净化了。
Now, someone may wonder at this point, wait, I thought Prahlad is already a pure devotee.
有些人可能感到纳闷，这是怎么回事？我以为帕拉达早已经是一个纯粹的奉献者了。
Yes, there's no doubt that Prahlad is a completely pure devotee, when Nrsingadev appears.
毫无疑问，当主你心哈德瓦显现的时候，帕拉达早已经是一位纯粹的奉献者。
But spiritual life means it's an ongoing story. When we reach the spiritual world, there will be more and more purification.
但是灵修生活它是一个不断持续进行下去的故事。当我们来到灵性世界的话，我们会有越来越多的进化。
So Prahlad is already pure, and he becomes more pure by the touch of the Lord.
Prahlada 已经进化了，但是被主莲花手触碰以后呢，是变得更为进化。
In the last line of this same verse, it mentions Klinna Prit Ashru Lochana. It's describing Prahlad, that his heart has become softened by transcendental ecstasy.
最后一首诗节说到，帕拉达因为超人的喜乐而内心变得柔软了。
This klinna comes from the Sanskrit kled, which means wet.
Klinna 来自于梵文 kled。它的意思是湿的，湿润的。
Yes, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, Krishna tells Arjuna, na kledayanti apo, that the soul cannot be made wet.
在《薄伽梵歌》第二章中 ，Krishna 对 Arjuna 说， 这个灵魂是不可能被变得潮湿的。
But here it says that Prahlad's heart, literally becomes wet.
但这里说到帕拉达的心呢是好像是变得湿润了。
But of course, it's a kind of, figurative wetness. It's not literal wetness.
当然这是一种形象的说法而不是实际的他的心真的变得潮湿了。
But literally, he is, the tears are coming from his eyes, ashrulochana.
那实际上眼泪呢从他的眼中涌流出来叫 ashrulochana, 眼含热泪。
So that's interesting because it suggests that, the fluid element, begins in the heart and that manifests as tears from the eyes.
这一点很有意思因为它说明这种液体的元素它是首先在心中展示然后呢从眼中流淌或者是展示出来。
So it's in this very intense emotional mood that Prahlad is going to be offering prayers.
以这样的强烈的情感帕拉达将要供奉祷文。
So these are not going to be mechanical, official prayers. These are going to be very, with great feeling, Prahlad is going to offer these prayers.
所以这不会是中规中矩的祷文而是帕拉达怀着极大的情感供奉的祷文。
And also, in verse 7 we see his mind is going to be completely focused.
在第七节中说到他的心意将会是完全的专注。
Ekagra manasa means with singular mind.
Ekagra manasa, 这就意味着他是一心一意的。
一心一意的 yes. And, another physical expression of this focused mind and this strong emotion in the same verse is prema gadgadaya vacha. He's going to speak, with faltering voice.
这首诗节里面提到他是一心一意然后怀着极大的情感这种表现呢就是由于超然广喜的情绪而颤抖。
The word in Sanskrit, the word gadgada is very nice.
这个词儿 gadgada 是非常有意思的。
It is expressing, the experience we have when our voice falters, we are choking, when we are crying, we cannot speak in a steady way. So that is, we get that idea just from the Sanskrit sound of the word, gadgada.
Gadgada, 这就是表现了一个人声音哽咽能够用这种梵文词呢就让我们有一种这样的感觉。
Yeah. And it's prema gadgada, which means this emotion is coming, as a result of devotion.
说到 prema gadgada, 是因为他的prema, 纯粹的奉爱所产生的结果。
And it's prema gadgadaya vacha. Vacha means, speech or, the voice.
Vacha 的意思是言语或者是声音。
And the voice, it, just now I'm remembering, the voice is the location of one of the seven chakras in the body.
这个声音呢实际上它是身体的七个 chakra 脉轮中一处所在地。
The technical name of that chakra is Vishuddha.
这个脉轮的术语名字叫 Vishuddha.
Which means completely pure.
这就意味着是完全纯净的。
And this chakra is the locus, it's the center of our connecting our heart's desire with the outer world.
就是把我们内心的愿望和外在的世界连接起来的中心。
In other words, there's the heart chakra, and depending how that is functioning, we then express ourselves in the world, especially through our speech.
这就是换句话说，根据我们这个心轮的打开的程度，我们和外界呢产生这种情感方面的交流，我们来表达自己的情感或者是愿望。
So all of this is, well, in this case, Prahlad, we understand his heart is pure and it's fixed on the Lord. And so now his voice, his connection, the Vishuddha chakra is going to be able to express in a most wonderful way his feeling.
因为帕拉达的内心是完全纯净的，所以他可以用纯粹的嗓音来表达他那美妙的情感。
Okay, then now we can start with the prayers. The first prayer is number 8.
我们现在可以来研读一下帕拉达的祷文。首先是从第八节开始。
And I think there's more than 40 prayers, so it's quite a long section.
我记得总共有40节祷文，所以这是一个很长的篇章。
And I've made some short notes on prayers from number 8 through number 18, so 10 of the prayers.
我对从第八节到十八节的这个祷文呢做了一下笔记。
So we'll see how far we get.
看看我们能够学习多少。
We might have to spend another session on this chapter.
也许学完这一章我们还需要再多一堂讲课。
But that's okay, I think.
这个马哈尔就觉得也没问题。
What do you think?
Please elaborate.
Okay. Let's read the translation of verse number 8.
第八节，帕拉达马哈尔就祈祷说，对于我这样一个出生在阿舒尔家庭的人来说，怎么可能献上让至尊人格守神满意的合适祷文呢？即便是现在，以主 Brahma 为首的全体半身人和所有圣人也都无法用一连串的绝妙词汇满足主，尽管这些人都身具资格且处于善良属性之中，那我还有什么可说的呢？我根本一丁点的资格都没有。
I'm going to chant the Sanskrit of this. All of the verses areIn the same meter, which has the technical name Vasanta Tilaka.
Maharaj 就会为我们吟诵这些祷文， 这些祷文呢都是用同样的韵律来写的，用梵文来表达叫 Vasana Tilaka。
So it goes like this: Shri Prahlada Uvacha Brahma Dayasuragana Munayokta Siddha Satvaikata Katayo Vachasam Prabhahai Naraditum Purugunayaradunapi Pipru King Toshtamar Hatisame Harirugrajate. So I want to just call attention that Prahlad is asking a question here.
现在想请大家注意，帕拉达在这里提出了一个问题。
Because he has been called forward in order to pacify the Lord, he's now asking, how is that going to be possible?
因为他被叫去来安抚主，现在他在问，这怎么可能呢？
King Toshtum Arhati, how is it possible to satisfy him? Sa means him.
Sa 的意思是他。他说这使主变得喜悦，这怎么可能呢？
So it sounds a little bit here as if Prahlad is not, he's not speaking yet to the Lord.
所以听起来好像 Prahlad 在这里并不是在跟主说话。
Because he speaks of the Lord in the third person, he, instead of you.
因为他是用第三人称来称呼主，而不是称呼你这个第二人称。
But then who is he speaking to?
但是他在跟谁说话呢？
He doesn't seem to be speaking to the demigods either.
他似乎也没有跟这些半神人们说话。
So maybe, just maybe, he is speaking to himself.
也许，只是也许啊，他可能是在自言自语。
Just like we often have experience ourselves, we may kind of speak to ourselves. How am I going to be able to do this?
就像我们也会有这样的体验。我们有时候也会自言自语，我怎么能做这件事呢？
So he's beginning his presentation, his prayers, by expressing some doubt.
所以他的祷文这种呈现呢，首先来表达了他的疑惑。
But he's going to answer his own question in the next verse.
但是在第二首诗节里他会自问自答。
And the answer is in the last line, but I think we could read also the whole translation.
他的回答呢就是在最后一句，但是我们可以把整首诗节都看一下。第九节，帕拉达马哈尔吉继续说道，一个人可能拥有财富、贵族般的家庭、美丽、苦行、教育、感官上的特长、荣耀、影响、躯体的力量、勤奋、智力和神秘的瑜伽力量，但我认为人即便具备所有这些资格，也无法满足至尊人格守神。然而人却能仅仅通过奉献服务便使主心满意足，他真的这样做了，因此主对他心满意足。
So first Prahlad lists so many different qualifications in order to make a contrast.
首先帕拉达列出了很多的资格，以此来做出一个对比。
Because someone might think, okay, now I've decided I'm going to be a devotee of the Lord.
因为有的人可能会想，
And I'm a very qualified person.
我是一个很有资格的人。
I have so much wealth. I have, I come from a very, very high class family, etc.
啊，我很有钱，我来自一个非常高等的家庭，等等。
And so certainly the Lord will be very impressed.
肯定主会对我刮目相看的。
So one might, maybe we don't even admit to ourselves, but we might be thinking somewhere deep inside like this. Oh, I have these qualifications.
所以呢，我们可能嘴上不说，内心里可能会觉得自己是有某种资格的。
And so Prahlad is making a contrast. No, the Lord is not pleased by all of these qualifications.
但是帕拉达在这里去做出了对比，不，这些资格都不会让主感到满意，也不会。
What pleases the Lord is simply devotion.
只有奉爱才能够取悦主。
Bhaktiya tutosha bhagavan. And then immediately he gives an example of someone who has satisfied the Lord simply by devotion.
立刻举出了一个例子，这个人只是通过奉爱来取悦了主。
And that example is Gajendra. And who is Gajendra? He's an elephant. He's an animal. He's not even a human being.
这个例子是谁呢？这是 Gajendra, 象王。他甚至是一头，他只是一头动物，连个人都不是。
So what to speak of having these various human qualifications. He's not even human. He's an animal.
就别提那些人体生命的资格了。但这个Gajendra连人都不是。
And then, in the next verse, verse 10, Prahlad is continuing the same point, and he's simply expanding it and emphasizing by contrast.
在第十节当中，帕拉达依然在强调这个观点，通过对比来强调。
Why not? Let's read also this verse.
第十节，如果一个 Brahmana 具备所有十二项 Brahmana 的品质，在名为 Sanata Sujata 的书中有描述，但他不是奉献者。而且不喜欢主的莲花族，他就一定比一个吃狗者，但为至真主献出了一切心意、言语、活动、财富和生命的奉献者低。这样的奉献者胜过这样的Brahmana， 因为这个奉献者可以净化他的整个家庭，而这个所谓的 Brahmana 却徒有其名，甚至连自己都净化不了。
Yeah, so someone may think, well, I don't have all those qualifications, that Prahlad listed in the previous verse.
有的人可能会想，哦，我没有帕拉达在这个前面的那个世界里面所列出来的，有这些资格。
But I'm a Brahmin.
但我是一个婆罗门。
And as a Brahmin, I have so many nice qualities.
作为婆罗门，我有这么多美好的品质。
And so this will certainly be pleasing to the Lord.
这肯定会让主感到满意的。
So then, Prahlad says something rather shocking.
但是帕拉达说了一些让人震惊的话。
Better than such a Brahmin,is a Shvapacha. Shvapacha means one, literally one who cooks dog meat.
Swapacham, 意思是说吃狗者。
Better than the Brahman is Swapacham, who is dedicating his or her life to the Lord.
比婆罗门更好的是那些吃狗者，只要这样的吃狗者能够把自己的生命献给对主的服务。
And he makes another contrast, in the same verse. Why is it that this, dog eater is better than the Brahman? It's because he can purify his whole family.
他在这个同一首诗节里面又做出了个对比。为什么这些吃狗者比婆罗门要好呢？因为这样的人他可以净化自己的家庭。
Whereas the Brahman can't even purify himself.
这个所谓的婆罗门连自己都净化不了。
So all of this is still Prahlad, kind of first expressing his doubt and then responding to or answering his own doubt.
首先 Prahlad 表达了自己的疑问，然后对此做出反应，来回答了自己的疑问。
And the question, we may remember, was how to satisfy the Lord, how to pacify the Lord.
我们还记得这个问题吗？就是如何去让主满意，让主能够安抚下来，平息怒火。
So then the question may be raised, what is the nature of the Lord? If we know something about him, we might know better how to pacify or satisfy him.
有人会接下来很自然的想问，主的天性是什么呢？如果我们了解的话，我们可能会知道会怎么样子使他满意，或者是怎么样使他平息怒气。
Just like in this world, if we want to satisfy someone, it's helpful to know something about the person, their personality.
实际上在这个世界上呢也有同样的一个例子，同样的情况就是如果我们想要去if we want to please someone, right?
Yeah.
如果我们想要取悦一个人，那么我们就了解他喜欢他的喜好，那么就会知道该怎么样相应的去行事了。
So in verse 11, we begin to hear something about the quality of the Lord.
在11节当中呢，就描述了主的一些品质。
So we can read verse number 11 now.
十一节，至尊主，至尊能歌守神，始终完全自我满足，所以当一些东西被供奉给主的时候，借着主的仁慈，这一供奉是为了那个奉献者的好处，因为主并不需要从任何人那里接受服务。举例来说，如果一个人的脸得到装饰，那么这个人的脸在镜子中的反射看起来也得到了装饰。
So, Nija Lava Purna in the first line. He is completely full, he is completely self-satisfied. He's full in himself.
第一句话, Nija Lava Purna, 他是完全自我满足的。
So then,back to the question, how to satisfy the Lord?
所以再回到我们的问题来，如何使主感到满足？
If the Lord is self-satisfied, what can we do?
假如主是自我满足的，那我们能做什么呢？
And in a sense, Prahlad is saying, well, actually, there's nothing you can do.
在某种意义上来说 Prahlad 来说是的，我们什么也都做不了。
But as he explained before, the Lord is satisfied by bhakti, Okay, so let's offer our devotion to the Lord.
就像他在前面的世界里解释说，总是为奉爱而感到满足。所以他说好，让我们来向主供奉一些奉爱。
But does that mean that the Lord is somehow benefited by our bhakti?
这是否意味着主会因为我们的 bhakti 而受益呢？
And here the answer is no, the Lord is not benefited because he has everything. Who is benefited? You, the one who is offering the bhakti, you are benefited.
但是他的帕拉达的回答是因为主是自我满足的，所以呢这并不会使主获益，而是你从中得到了益处。
And then the example of the face in the mirror is given.
在这里就举出了在镜子中的脸的这样的一个例子。
Which suggests thatthe Lord, in one sense, acts as a kind of reflection.Or he causes us to see a reflection of ourselves in him.
所以这里就是说明主是在实际上是一有种折射的意味，就是我们在主身上看到了自己的折射。
Which also suggests that if we want to learn about ourselves, who we are, the best way is to offer service and worship with devotion to the Lord.
假设我也同样也说明了，假如我们想知道自己是谁，最好的办法也是向主来做出服务。
Yeah, so...So many implications are there in just one, each and every verse of the Bhagavatam.
在博伽瓦坛的每一首诗节里都有这样多的深意。
So now we come to verse 12. Prahlad is expressing a kind of conclusion to the discussion up to this point.
在十二节中，帕拉达对自己的观点呢，得出了一个结论。
Tasmad aham vigata viklava ishvarasya sarvatmana mahigrinami yatamanisham nichojaya gunavisargamanupravishta puyeta yena hikuman anuvarnitena. The word tasmad, therefore,is kind of key word here.
Tasmat, 因此在这里面呢是一个关键词。
Let's go ahead and read also this translation.
十二节译文，因此尽管我生于一个恶魔家庭，但只要我智力所及，我会毫无疑问的尽全力向主献上祷文。如果向主供奉祷文并聆听主的荣耀，任何已受愚昧的驱使而进入物质世界的人都可以从物质生活中得到净化。
So therefore, in other words, because he understands that the Lord can be satisfied by bhakti, and because he understands that the Lord is self-satisfied, but that by devotion, he himself will be benefited. Tasmad, therefore, he's going to offer devotional prayers.
在这里，帕拉达是这样想的，主是会只有奉爱能够使主感到满足，而主是完全自足的。所以只有向主供所以帕拉达在这里要向主供奉富有爱心的祷文。
So before he was thinking, he was doubtful of his own qualification.
在此之前他对自己的资格感到怀疑。
And now he's understanding, I am qualified.
现在明白了自己是有资格的。
And he's saying also, anyone is qualified. If one wishes to please the Lord, one can offer prayers.
然后他也理解到每个人都是有资格的。假如这样的人想要去取悦主，供奉祷文。
So this verse is both a conclusion to the doubt, and it's also an invitation for us that we can also offer prayers.
所以这首诗节呢，它既是对自己对帕拉达自己的疑问的一个结论，也是向我们发出邀请，人人都可以向主供奉祷文。
In some religious traditions, there is an idea that, because the Lord is so great and so exalted, we cannot have any access to him directly.
在有一些宗教传统里面有这样的一个理念，因为主是这样的崇高伟大，所以我们没有办法直接的去接近他。
That there is a need for someone in between, a person to mediate, a priest.
所以需要有一个祭司作为中间的媒介。
And this verse, in effect, Prahlad is saying there's no need for any priests in spiritual life.
这首诗节里面事实上帕拉达在说在灵修生活当中不需要任何祭司。
Because everyone can approach the Lord with sincere prayers.
因为每一个人都可以以真诚的祷文来接近主。
Yeah. Okay, let's go on and read this number. 13.
现在我们来看第13节。我的主啊，以主 Brahma 为首的所有办事人都是处于超然地位的，阁下您的诚恳仆人。他们不像我们帕拉达和他的父亲恶魔黑暗亚卡西卜，您以这可怕的形体显现是为了自己的乐趣而展示的逍遥时光。这样的化身始终意味着全宇宙的保护和进步。
Okay, so now Prahlad is discussing motivation. Why does the Lord appear?
在这里，帕拉达在讨论主显现的动机。
And he's saying, "You're appearing for your own pleasure."
他在说你是为了自己的快乐而显现的。
And of course, as Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, he appears to protect the devotees.
当然，Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里解释说，他显现是为了保护自己的奉献者。
He's also complimenting the demigods, because the demigods are present as Prahlad is offering these prayers.
在此呢，他也在赞扬这些办事人，因为当帕拉达在供奉祷文的时候呢，这些办事人都在场。
And because his task is to pacify the Lord, he is reminding the Lord that all of these demigods who are present are his sincere devotees.
因为帕拉达的任务是安抚主，所以他也在提醒主所有这些办事人都是主真诚的奉献者。
And all of this is an introduction to verse 14, in which Prahlad explicitly makes a request to the Lord.
所以这些都是第十四节的一个导言。在十四节中卡拉达他明确地向主提出了一个要求。
So, you can read verse number 14.
因此我的主那辛哈德瓦现在请平息您的怒火我的父亲大恶魔黑人卡西普 已被杀死了甚至连圣人都从杀死一只蝎子或一条蛇中取乐全世界都因为这个恶魔的死而感到极大的满足现在他们对自己的幸福快乐充满信心为了摆脱恐惧他们将一直铭记您吉祥的化身、
So now is the request. Please give up your anger. There's no more need. Hiranyakashipu has been killed.
现在帕拉达提出要求，现在请放下你的怒火。不再需要你，你发怒了，因为Hiranyakashipu已经被杀死了。
Srila Prabhupada quotes this second line of this verse. He's modeta sadurapi vrischika sarpahatya, that the sadhus are pleased when a snake or a scorpion is killed.
Srila Prabhupada 引用了这首诗节中的第二句，说圣人也因为杀死一条蛇或一只蝎子而感到高兴。
Srila Prabhupada told that one time he felt some doubt in his mind because his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, a devotee of the ashram of his guru had killed a poisonous snake.
帕德曾经有一个疑问，当时巴提西丹塔萨斯巴提塔库的修院里面的奉献者杀死了一条蛇。
And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was pleased that the snake had been killed.
巴提西丹塔萨斯巴提塔库对这个蛇被杀死而感到满意。
And Srila Prabhupada was surprised because he thought this was when he was very young. He was like a new devotee. He thought, I always thought sadhus don't want any living entities ever to be harmed or killed.
那时候那爸爸感到很惊讶。当时他还是一个新加入的奉献者，所以他就在内心里想，我认为任何杀戮都不喜欢一个生物体受到伤害。
So that made some doubt in his mind, but he did not express it at that time.
那时候他心生疑问。但是呢并没有把自己的想法流露出来。
And then many years later, Srila Prabhupada read this verse in Bhagavatam.
很多年之后 ,Srila Prabhupada 读到了薄伽瓦坛中的这首诗节。
Modeta sadurapi vrischika sarpahatya, that even sadhus are pleased when a snake or a scorpion is killed.
当一条蛇或一只蝎子被杀死的时候，连杀戮都会感到高兴。
So of course, here the comparison is being made with Hiranyakashipu. He is the poisonous snake or scorpion that's been killed.
这里对比的另外是把Hiranyakashipu比作为一条蛇或者是一只蝎子。
the general point here, Prahlad is requesting Nrsingadev to give up his anger because there's no more need for it.
其实在这里帕拉达只是想重申这个原则，请主你心好，不要再生气了，因为现在没有必要再生气了。
The danger is over, it's finished.
危险已经过去。
Everyone is safe now.
人人都现在都平安无事了。
The demigods can go back to their positions which had been taken away by Hiranyakashipu.
现在半神人都可以恢复被 Hiranyakashipu 夺走的地位。
And now, yeah, everything's fine, we're all happy.
现在一切都正常，我们都很高兴。
So please give up your anger.
现在呢，就请你放弃自己的怒火。
And now, in verse number 15, Prahlad speaks something more about himself.
在十五节中，帕拉达又更多的谈论他自己。
And you can read this verse.
十五节，我的主从来不会被任何人征服，我当然不会害怕您凶猛的嘴和舌头，我不害怕您明亮如太阳的眼睛，我不害怕您紧蹙的双眉，我不害怕您尖利能刺痛人的牙齿，我不害怕您的长子花环，您浸着鲜血的鬃毛，或者是您高高的楔形耳朵，我也不害怕您响亮的咆哮，这声音让大象都逃至远方，我也不害怕您用来杀敌的指甲。
So Nrsingadev may be thinking, oh, Prahlad, he's afraid of me, and therefore he wants me to become peaceful.
主理辛哈可能在想，哦，帕拉达是害怕我了，所以他希望我能够平和下来。
And Prahlad is reassuring the Lord. No, 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 no. I'm not afraid of you.
在这里，帕拉达向主保证说，不不不，我一点都不害怕你。
Even though your appearance. Even though your appearance is very fearful.
即便你的形象很让人害怕。
Yes, it's all very fearful, but I'm not afraid.
虽然你这个面容是让人心惊胆战，但是我一点都不害怕。
Because I understand you've taken this fearful form in order to destroy your enemies, and I am not your enemy.
因为我理解到你以这样可怕的形象显现是为了摧毁你的敌人，而我不是你的敌人。
But in verse number 16, Prahlad says, there is something that I am afraid of.
但是在16节中，帕拉达说道，我确实有感到害怕的事物。
So we can read verse 16 now.
16节，最有力量的，善无不胜的主啊，您对堕落的灵魂仁慈为怀，由于我的活动结果而被置于和恶魔联谊的处境中，所以我非常害怕在这个物质世界里的生活境况。什么时候您才会叫我求得您莲花族的庇护呢？那是从受条件限制的生命中解脱出来的最终目标。
Prahlad is saying he's afraid of material existence.
帕拉达在这里说他害怕物质存在。
And he's also concerned because he was born in a demonic family, so he knows he has bad association.
他也在乎，因为他知道自己是诞生在恶魔的家庭。所以他会有不好的联谊。
And so we can say he feels quite helpless in this condition.
在某种意义上，他在说，在这种处境当中，他感到自己完全的无助。
And so he's appealing to the Lord for help.
所以他在这里向主恳求帮助。
And so he's also again asking a question.
在这里他又问了一个问题。
In the last line, Prito, Apavarga Sharanam, Vayase Kadanu. The question word is Kada. When? When are you going to remove me from this condition?
在这里 Kada 的意思是什么时候你才能够把我从这种境况当中解脱出去。
The word Apavarga is interesting.
Apavarga 这个词很有意思的。
In the Sanskrit alphabet, it is a phonetic alphabet. It's 50 characters, each of which has a specific sound.
在梵文的字母表里面有50个词，每一个词都有它特定的发音。
And they have a very specific order.
他们有着特定的顺序。
And certain types of sounds are put together in the same line. There are five lines of consonants.
有五种辅音。
And the last line is called the pa varga, the line which begins with the sound pa.
最后一行呢叫 pa varga, 就是这一列呢是以 pa 开头的。
And the letters of this line are pa, then pa, ba, ha, and ma.
这一行的辅音称为是 pa, ba, ma.
Something like that. Anyway, the point is that each one of these letters is symbolizing a particular word which is a characteristic of material existence.
这每一个词呢都有一个意义，它象征了这个物质存在。
So the first word, pa, I don't remember the Sanskrit word, but it means hard work.
Pa, 它代表的是艰苦繁重的工作。
And the next one, pa, like in English, P-H-A, means the foam that comes in a horse's mouth when the horse is working very hard.
Pa, 这就是指的是口吐白沫，累的口吐白沫。
And then ba refers to vyarta, which means getting opposite result of what you want.
Ba 的意思是事与愿违。
And then pa refers to fear.
Pa 指的是恐惧。
B-H-A, ma. And then the last one, ma, refers to mritya, death.
Ma 的意思是死亡。
So these are all features of material existence.
这些都是物质存在的特征。
And the opposite, apavarga, is what is referred to here, liberation, upavarga.
与此相反是 upavarga, 解脱。
Liberation from all of those troubles.
从所有这些麻烦当中摆脱出来。
Yeah. So, prito upavarga sharanam vayaseka danu. Oh Lord, when are you going to remove me? When will you call me away from this miserable material life?
Oh, 主啊，什么时候你才能够使我从这个物质存在的苦难当中摆脱出来？什么时候你才能够把我招到你这里
？Yeah. Now someone may say, "Oh, but this sounds again. This doesn't sound like devotion. This sounds like some selfish desire."
有人可能会说。这听起来好像不是很有奉爱，这又像是有这个物质自私自利的物质欲望。
But again, in the next verse, Prahlad expresses that the only solution to this material existence is devotion.
在下一首诗节里面，帕拉达再次表达了摆脱物质存在的唯一解决方案。就是通过奉爱。
And therefore, I am asking you, Lord, to please instruct me in how to practice such devotion.
帕拉达说 我请求你主来教导我如何修行奉献服务。
So you could read that verse, verse 17.
17节。伟人啊，至尊主啊，由于快乐和不快乐的境况的结合，以及由于和这些境况的分离，人被置于最后悔的处境，不论在天堂或地狱星球，都好像在悲哀之火中受炙烤一般。尽管有许多脱离痛苦生活的解药，但在物质世界里，任何这样的解药都比痛苦本身更痛苦。所以我认为唯一的解药就是从事对您的服务，请仁慈的在这样的服务方面教导我。
This is very nice poetry, actually.
这是一首非常好的诗。
Yes, ma priya priya yoga sam yoga janma shokarni na sakala yoni shu dahyamana dukkha ushadam.Tadapi dukkha matapdiyahum bhuman brahmami vadane tavadasya yogam. So, viyoga and samyoga, and priya and apriya. We experience nice things, we experience not nice things. And sometimes we meet together with these experiences, samyoga, and sometimes these experiences are separated from us, viyoga.
有时候我们和这些体验呢相聚，有时候和这些体验呢分离。
And all this is happening as we go through so many different life forms.
在这一切发生的时候，我们经历了这么多的生命的形体。
Literally, in all wombs, sakala yonishu, in all births, all mothers.
实际上是在所有的种类的躯体当中。
What do we experience? Dahyamana. We are burning with a fire agnina of shoka, of lamentation.
我们被哀悼之火所炙烤。
So we may remember, because the word shoka is here, that Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, in the especially beginning second chapter, he's instructing Arjuna to not lament.
在国家梵歌中特别是第二章的开头 Krishna 教导 Arjuna 不要感伤不要哀悼。
Why not lament? Because the soul is different from the body, the soul is eternal, the body is temporary.
为什么不要哀悼感伤呢？因为这个灵魂是永恒的，而躯体是短暂的。
And then he says something amazing. Dukkhaushadham tat api dukkham atatiyaham. He says the oshadi, the remedy, literally the herb, as in medicinal herb, may just give more misery than the original misery.
这里面指的提到这个所谓的悲惨生活的解药或者是灵丹妙实际上呢是给他带来了更多的苦难。
And what is the cause of this misery that's compounded and becomes more misery? Atatiya, this acceptance, this mentality that, we are the body.
这个使他生活变得更为悲惨的这个解药实际上就是因为接受躯体为自我。
And so Prahlad is speaking about himself. He says, what's happening with me? Brahma me, I'm wandering in this world.
Prahlad 在指他自己我是谁呢 ？Brahma me， 我在这个世界中漂游流浪。
Brahma me has the sense of aimless wandering。
Brahma me 有这种漫无目的的流浪的感觉。
The word for universe is Brahmanda。It is an egg of one wandering
。这个宇宙被称为是 Brahmanda 是一个流浪的蛋。
So we're all inside of a big giant egg, which is the universe. Big dark giant egg.
我们都在这个像好像一个巨大的黑蛋。这样的宇宙当中。
Okay, and we'll read one more verse, verse number 18.
18节。我的主尼辛哈德瓦通过在奉献者的联谊中这些奉献者都是解脱了的灵魂。Hamsa, 从事对您的超然爱心服务我将完全不受和物质自然三属性有关的沾染并能够唱颂和下您的荣耀。您对我如此亲切，我将唱颂您的荣耀，严格追随主 Brahma 的脚步和他的使徒传系，这样我将无疑跨越无知的海洋。
So here Prahlad is now expressing his determination.
在这里，帕拉达表达了他的决心。
He's saying, I'm going to engage in your service.And I know that Titarmi, I am going to be delivered from material existence as a result.
Prahlada 说我将从事对您的奉献服务而这样的结果是 Titarmi, 我将超越物质存在。
And so, with this, he's expressing great optimism.
在这里他表达了极大的乐观精神。
So we can remember going back to his first prayer that Prahlad was doubtful. He said, how am I going to pacify the Lord?
我们还记得在第 这个祷文的第一段他表达了自己的疑问啊，我怎么能够去安抚主呢？
And now he's saying, I can see the Lord will be pacified and he's going to deliver me. I just have to go on praying, offering prayer and serving him.
在这里他认为我认为主将会息怒并且拯救我，只要我继续向他供奉祷文并从事对他的服务。
Yes, so I think we'll stop there on a positive note.
现在我们来我们讲课可以暂时就讲到这里。给大家一个积极的信号。
So for maximum benefit, we may say, you could, read again yourselves these verses that we have discussed.
为了大家最大的益处，我们可以说，你们可以自己在有空的时候呢，来读一下我们刚刚讨论的这些师姐这些祷文。
And of course, to read Srila Prabhupada's purports to these verses.
当然也要阅读帕帕德给这些师姐所做的要旨。
And you may like to look for one particular verse that you would like to learn. You can memorize.
你们可以对一首特别的师姐呢来做更多的记忆。
Yeah.Okay, so I will say thank you all very much for your participation.
我还是感谢我们大家的参与。
And special thanks to Gopi Krishna for translating.
我还是 sorry, I didn't do well.
You can translate what I said.
我还是说感谢翻译。
And we look forward to our next online meeting.
期待着下一次在线的相会。
We'll have to see when that can be because now I'm a bit in transit, but I didn't bring. Oh wait, we can look. Maybe I can determine a possible date.Let's see. Okay. First, I will say, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Prabhu Maharaj, you have one question.
Oh, there's a question. Okay.
Gopi Krishna Maharaj, 你看到了吗？
你读一下吧。
是Rajendra Prabhu的问题。他说感谢马哈拉这个讲座和多普基什纳马拉吉的翻译。问题是帕拉的马哈拉吉得到主女仙哈戴娃的莲花手的触碰，得到净化，能献上优美的祷文。我们经常被鼓励向主祈祷，但是我们没有得到主的莲花手的触碰而得到净化，怎么能献上优美的祷文呢？
Prahlada head was touched by the Lord. He became purified and offered beautiful prayers to Lord Narsimha. So we are also encouraged to offer nice prayers to the Lord. But without the touch of the lotus hand of Lord Narsimha, so how could we offer a nice prayer? This is by the general.
How to offer a nice prayer?
Yes, if we couldn't have the fortune of like Prahlada Maharaj, that our head be touched by the lotus hand of the Lord.
Well, Prahlada assures us that there's no disqualification, which suggests also...It's not a prerequisite to be touched by the Lord's hand.
帕拉达在像我们说像被主的莲花手触碰呢并不是一个必要的前提条件，他说并不会有任何人不具备资格。
But we can also take in a sort of figurative way that every one of us have been touched, have been blessed by the Lord, whether in such a direct way or not, by virtue of the fact that we have become connected with the Vaishnavas.
我们可以形象地说，每一个人都被主触碰了，因为我们实际上是因为跟Vaishnava的连接而被主这样触碰的，与主连接上了。So
it's like this. One time, Srila Prabhupada said, "Narada Muni is our guru."
帕帕的曾经说，Narada Muni是我们的guru。
So we may think, well, okay, but that was long, long, long ago. Such ancient time, so there's no connection.
我们可能说，Narada Muni是很久很久以前的古人了，我们跟他没有连接。
But there is connection, because we have the teachings of Narada, which we have received through disciplic succession. Similarly, we have Prahlad's teachings.
但是我们说，我们是和他有连接的，因为我们有Narada Muni的教导，我们是通过师徒传系来得到这些教导的。同样的，我们也有Prahlada Maharaja的教导。
So we are all touched by the hand of the Lord in a similar way by the disciplic succession.
所以我们也同样的通过师徒传系也被主的莲花手触碰了。And
if we have no other prayer for the Lord, we can offer the Hare Krishna mantra prayer.
假如我们想不出来其他的祷文，那么我们可以向主供奉 Hare Krishna 的祷文。
But beyond that, we can offer prayers of the acharyas, the teachers. We can offer Prahlad's prayers.
在除此之外，我们可以供奉 acharya 的祷文和 Prahlada 的祷文。
And we can compose our own prayers.
我们也可以编写自己的祷文。
But what is prayer? It's really the substance of prayer is a sense of opening the heart.
但是这个祷文的实质呢，是打开我们的心扉。
And that is a spirit of being honest.
这是一种诚恳的心态。
And saying, "Here I am, Lord, with all of my faults." Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Here I'm. Maharaj. So the last part of your words, I didn't hear.
Here I am with all of my faults.
Oh, 这就是我。
And I am simply a beggar.
我只是一个乞丐。
Yeah, what's the word for beggar?
乞丐。
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 乞丐。 Yeah. Prayer is mainly a matter of attitude. It's not so much the details of what we might say.
祈祷主要是一种心态，我们说什么倒不是那么重要。Anyway,
that's a big subject, how to pray, we may discuss sometime.
祈祷实际上是一个很大的话题，我们可以抽出时间来讨论一下如何正确的祈祷。
OK
So last time Rajendra Prabhu also has another question. He said、oh. yes, can you, Do you still have a time to answer it?
Alright, we'll try.
The Lord is absolute and his anger is also absolute. So how、could we understand this sort of ecstasy?
How to understand absolute anger?
Yes, as a form of ecstasy.
Oh, as ecstasy. Oh, I see. Well...Anything connected with the Lord is、a cause of very intense feeling.
任何与主有关的事物呢，都会、使我们产生强烈的情感。
It is、intense feeling can take many different forms.
这种强烈的情感可能有很多的表现形式。
And in this case, it's the intense feeling of anger, which、the Lord is、blessing the world with.、
在这里主是以、这种愤怒来 祝福这个世界。
It's purifying, and therefore,、one can experience ecstasy in the、connection with that purification.
它是具有净化力量的，所以、当人、在、这种净化当中呢、可以体验到极乐之情。
The word ecstasy technically means emotion outside the body.
在这个、梵文词里面、这实际上这个、极乐它、是指的是、在身体之外所感受到的情感。
So you could say it is absolute、anger.Because it brings us out of our bodily conception of life, our experience of the body as the self.
这种、绝对的愤怒，它使我们、脱离、生命的躯体概念，让我们不再认为这个躯体就是自我。
Yeah.That's how I would put it.
这是 Maharaj 对此所做的解释。He has another question.
Oh, full of questions. okay, what else?
What's the best service to Lord Narsingha Deva?
Oh, the best service to Narsingha Deva.
Yes.、
Certainly it's to engage others in hearing aboutKrishna consciousness.
肯定就是让其他的人能够、去聆听、Krishna 知觉。
But I can add one detail that I heard from、temple priests in South India, temple priests of Nrsingha temples.
我可以 加上一个细节，是我从南印度的庙宇的祭司那里听来的。
They told me that Nrsingadev very much likes sweets.
他们告诉我，就是Nrsingha Deva非常喜欢甜品。
So if you have a deity, you can offer sweets to him.
如果你有神像，那么你可以向他去供奉这些甜品。Maharaj, some said Lord Narsingha is especially fond of mango. So if you can offer mango as a preparation, that is very pleasing to him.
Okay, I haven't heard that myself, but why not?
我听说主你心很非常喜欢芒果，如果给主供奉芒果做的剑，帕沙的他是非常喜欢的。马哈尔尼说他没听说过，但是为什么没有可能呢？
One time in New York, Srila Prabhupada said that Nrsingadeva should be worshipped. If there's going to be a Nrsinga deity, then he should be worshipped with great opulence.
Prabhupada 曾经在美国纽约说，如果你想要有主你心哈的神像，那么应该以富丽堂皇的方式在这里从事崇拜。
Yeah. Okay, so shall we end there?
Can I also ask you a question? You mentioned the chakra. So what's the function of chakra? And can bhakti open the chakra through the chanting or any other yoga process can open the chakra to, with the same effect?
Yes.
马哈拉姐他谈到了脉轮，那么这个脉轮呢，它是不是有它的特定的一个功能作用？还有呢，是不是奉爱可以通过念诵的程序来打开我们的这些脉轮？我们这个打开脉轮是不是和其他的瑜伽方法是有同样的效果呢？
Yeah, according to some yoga traditions, the body, the subtle body, can be conceived as having these energy centers, which are described in various ways as various chakras.
一些瑜伽的传统里面描述了这个身体精微的身体里面有一些能量的中心。它被称为 chakra, 脉轮。
One might think of them as energy vortexes. You know what is a vortex?
No. Center. Means center.
Yeah, it's a kind of center, but it's an energy center.
这个脉轮呢，就是能量的集中地，中心。
So it's said that these energy centers, when they function nicely for our benefit, then they are open, and if not functioning, it means they are blocked.
如果这些能量中心是在我们身体一个正常的运转状态下呢，它就是开放着的。如果我们身体运转不正常呢，它就是闭合着的。
And how they are blocked is by various emotions which are destructive.
他们是如何闭合呢？是被各种各样具有毁灭性的情感所堵塞了。
Yeah, and so one has to One has to come to terms with the emotions which are blocking us.
一个人得要去对付这些堵塞我们脉轮的这些情感。
So yes, I would say certainly by chanting Hare Krishna, we are doing, of course, a purification, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So that would suggest that it is a way of opening the chakras.
念诵 Hare Krishna Mantra 是清洁我们心经上的积尘，这也是打开脉轮的一个方法。
But I should mention that one time, a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada about the chakras.
Maharaji 也想提到 曾经有奉献者询问帕帕德麦伦的事情。
And Prabhupada was very dismissive.
帕帕德对此根本是不屑一顾。
He said, we are not this body.
帕帕德说我们不是这个躯体。
So what do we care about chakras?
为什么我们要在乎这个麦伦呢？
Something like that, he said.
帕帕的态度就是这样。
还有一个，马哈拉吉，这块又有一个问题。Gopi Krishna， 我给你读一下好吗？是图拉奇这位大家的一个问题。他说：“感谢马哈拉吉的精彩讲课，感谢 Gopi Krishna 马哈拉吉的大家的参与。因为我们这个课程，就是包括还有其他的一些冥想老师的课程，都是在 YY 里面转播，我们会做一个录音。但是有的奉献者他认为不需要。”就是马哈拉你们讲课的前半部分，就是祈祷的那部分，只是录讲课那部分就可以了。但是库西曼达迪认为，这个课前的祷文是对使徒传记的一个尊重和谦卑的体现，不能省略。那么怎么能够更好的服务大家呢？如果没有很完整的录了这个录音的话，他想询问一下马哈拉吉。就怎么能够更好的服务大家？是要录前面那个祷，就是祈祷部分，还是不需要录呢？
So Maharaj, each time you recited the prayers, the auspicious invocation prayers,
yeah,
is responsible for make the recording. So she's asking, is that necessary to include the invocation or just leave it out?
Oh, I see. It can be left out. That's okay. If you want to save space.
如果你要是想要多留出一些空间，那么你可以把这马哈拉吉前面的这个祈求吉祥的这些祷文呢，给忽略不计。
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Thank you all very much again. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Goti Vaishnavarinda ki jai. China Yatra ki jai. Poor Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
好，我们非常感谢马哈拉吉讲课，感谢卡西库什纳曼达吉。但我们今天晚上的课程就到这结束，也感谢所有奉献者的聆听，还有库什纳，祝大家晚安。
还有库什纳，非常感谢亲爱的 Radha Priya 曼达吉的转播，非常感谢布鲁马哈拉吉的精彩讲课，非常感谢 Gopi Krishna 曼达吉的甜蜜翻译。我们今天这个讲课就到此结束了。我们全天的播音就到此结束，感谢大家的收听。我们现在来感恩回馈祈祷，祈求主观涅槃仁慈保佑在中国传教的灵性导师们，愿他们传教当中一切顺利，身体安康。希望大家在下边和我们一起念诵马哈曼陀三遍，我们一起来做这个服务。还有就是呢。